Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Burt Show.
All right, so if you have ever had a mental breakdown at work, something pushed you over the edge, you lost it, it's okay. We want you to call and share your story. We can use a voice disguiser. We can change your name. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. All right, Amber, hang tight because we're going to get to your mental breakdown here in just a second because nobody loves a good mental breakdown more than I do. But we were just talking during the commercial, all right? And we can't disclose the theme yet, but I have what I think is a pretty stellar and solid theme for our Pride float later this year. Yeah, Pride in Atlanta, the Pride Parade is in October. And yeah, you can look at the calendar. We're already planning because we like to plan ahead, or at least I do. Nobody else on the show does. But anyway, so I think I have what is a solid, solid theme, but I'm doing a deep dive right now because I want to make sure that this company is an ally, because the last thing we want to do is put a bad foot forward by doing this theme. And they're not. So far, everything I found seems like we should be good to roll with this thing.
Okay.
But we're going to sit tight because I definitely want to check in with our LGBT community before we make any final decisions. Because I want to make sure that this is an all-inclusive float in the Pride Parade.
But can't wait for our Chick-fil-A themed Pride float in October.
That's not what we're doing.
Really?
That's not what we're
doing. Obviously, that was the joke.
that was a good joke.
We got it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we got it.
All right, Amber, your mental breakdown.
Turns out what happened to me is Caparison entered my home and thieved me of my joy.
Oh, no.
Kristen.
Oh, no. Oh.
She is horrible. So what's been going on with me lately is we're all human. We all have our moments when things just kind of suck, you know? And lately I've been having these nightmares that are just a pain in the butt. And I'm not even talking about like nightmares about my mother. Of course, I've had those. But I'm talking about like more personal. I've had these nightmares where I think, I can't remember exactly what happens, but it ends with me like ending up alone, or something in the dream would have happened that makes me feel like, oh, you're a failure at everything, you know, that kind of thing. Because I'm not doing well financially. I'm not doing well mentally. And I'm also not doing well emotionally. I got a lot of things going on that I don't always talk about. Mm-hmm. So anyways, because of all of those different issues that have been going on in my mind, sleeping has been very difficult.
You're in a place right now, man.
Yeah, I'm in a place right now. So I haven't been sleeping very well. So the last Friday was a bad day. Actually, Chad caught me in the hallway crying. It was not a good moment. And so it was like right before I'm going to say around the 7 o'clock hour, the show starts and Katie says something on the intercom for me to hear about the phones. And I yelled at Katie. She didn't hear me because I didn't hit the button. She said something that I already knew to do, but I was already super irritated. I'm like, I got it, Katie, I swear to God. And I just yelled. Okay. And Jackson and intern Sadie are in there and they're like, whoa. And I'm just like, oh, you saw that. So I had to apologize to them. It wasn't that big of a deal because Katie didn't hear it, but I did lose my cool, which is not something that I do.
I was getting ready to say, I don't think I've ever seen that side of you.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of person who just explodes in anger or any type of emotion. I tend to bury it deep. And I think because I've been doing that, that was my explosive moment, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm super glad Katie didn't hear that, but I have to hold the intercom button, thank God. But I felt horrible because I was completely out of my own character. So I guess I wanted to ask you guys, have you guys ever had like an emotional breakdown or menti B is what I like to call it?
Oh yeah, the good old menti B's.
Yeah, I did. I remember it. I came in here and just couldn't do it that day. I still think about that day a lot. It was just one of those days where it just genuinely felt like the entire world was on top of me and I was collapsing and I was like, I can't do the day. Like, that's literally how I felt. I just cannot do today. That was the last time I remember having one.
For me, a lot of my mentees, if you will, come from a place of frustration. I don't handle frustration very well. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that is usually stemmed from not feeling in control. So anytime I've had like a mental breakdown at work, it's always been because maybe I did the right thing, but then I was accused of doing the wrong thing. Yeah. And then you feel out of control. And like, I do this, but then I'm being accused of that. And there's so many things that you can get stacked up on and get frustrated with. But I think the slogan that we say often on this show is "this too shall pass," and I that's so true in every situation.
Did
is
we make that up? Was that us?
No, that was Tom Hanks, the great philosopher Tom Hanks. I think. Socrates or somebody.
Yeah, we need to figure out who to correctly attribute that to. I mean, I'm sure Tom Hanks is loving. They were like, Tom Hanks came up with the phrase "this too shall pass."
But it was probably like Aristotle or somebody. But yeah, this too shall pass, and it sucks in the moment, and you just got to get through it and realize that whatever's happening right now is preparing you for something else, mm-hmm. or it's trying to push you in a different direction. And maybe that's what these dreams are telling you to do.
That may be it. I think so.
Yeah. I mean, we've all had those moments where like a level of frustration and it's, you know, life interferes with work. And I think especially for us, because our life is so intertwined with work mm-hmm. because of what we share and being vulnerable. So those lines get, you know, muddied quite a bit. And I think it's just, that's your sign when you see yourself, when you come out of character like that and you see yourself do something like that, I feel like that's your sign that you need to make some adjustments and some changes.
Yeah. I knew I hit rock bottom when Chad hugged me. That was...
That's our engineer who we adore.
I love Chad.
It's a day. I must be down. Yeah.
It's a tough day when an engineer looks at you and says, I can't fix that. Like,
the Wi-Fi is going to be slow and I'm going to just have to give you a hug to make it better. Sorry, not sorry.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.